4-0 record for the Princeton Tigers and a huge victory last week, 52-32 over the Trenton Bulldogs. 5 rushing touchdowns, 7 overall. No question who the player of the game and likely the player of the week was in the Grand River Conference, and that is Princeton senior quarterback Andrew Smith. Princeton now heads, instead of heading south on 65, they'll head east on 136 this week. They'll take on the Putnam County Midgets at 7 o'clock Friday on KTTN-FM 92.3. Coach Thomas Hotmer joining us here for his weekly chat as we congratulate you, Coach. That was a big win on Friday.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Tom. I thought our kids did a great job, and I thought that they went into it prepared and excited and went in and kind of took care of business, and they were certainly excited and thrilled to be able to come out with a victory.
When did you notice, because we noticed it in the press box certainly, I don't know if I noticed it from the opening kick, but it's something that built through the ball game. When did you notice that there was more intensity on that field than your regular run-of-the-mill Friday night game?
I thought as the game kind of progressed, and I thought maybe we were kind of getting up a couple scores and we were playing physical, and then they were kind of doing some physical stuff back, and then we started having a lot of after the play penalties, and I thought it was getting pretty intense, and I thought that we just had to stay focused and keep grinding and keep running the ball really strong and then passing it where it was open. But I thought our kids stayed disciplined. I thought they stayed true to who we are and the game plan we wanted to execute. And by doing that and the further into the game and a little bit more of getting up by 2 scores to 3 scores and trying to open it up a little bit, I thought that they were able to just kind of settle down and understand that what was at stake and trying to get a big win for our program.
Yeah, I know. I think both communities would enjoy it if this, if the Trenton-Princeton game turned into something that would be considered a rivalry here over the next 20, 30, 40 years in the Grand River Conference. The thing that I took out of Friday is in order for it to be a rivalry, both teams have to win every once in a while. So the fact that Princeton Tigers got a victory on Friday, at least for the sake of that, I thought it was important.
Yeah, it was crucial. I thought that we haven't beaten them. I've been told that it's been since 1943 we've beaten Trenton. So it's hard to be a rivalry if you're not consistent or if you're not very good. And so I think it's been a while since we played yearly, but now that we've kind of gotten back on that track, it was really big for us to pick up a win and kind of boost our program. And I know we're both located pretty close, so as long as we can consistently improve and have a good, steady program, I think it'll be a fun matchup. We're a much smaller school, but as long as, like I said, if we can continue to improve and play well and play consistent, I think it'll be a good game each year.
When I look at the game Friday, Coach, and you start with the numbers that Andrew put up, I think we had him down for 473 passing and running and 7 touchdowns. But with any football game, you know, the people who get talked about on radio and TV are the guys who put up touchdowns and put up the numbers. You don't get anything done unless you have guys blocking up front for them.
Absolutely. Our O-line hasn't gotten enough credit yet this year, and I think it's about time people start recognizing them, because not only is Andrew a great talent, and we've got great skill kids around him at every position. I'd put up our skill kids versus a lot of teams, and but our O-line has just done a great job. We haven't given up a sack yet. And our running game is so much improved from last year that it just gives us so much balance and kind of where we want to attack whenever we want to attack. And one of the biggest things stopping our offense is just us. It's the fumbles that are crucial and that really hurt us. But if we can take care of the ball, our O-line has just done such a great job at all aspects that if we just follow right in behind them, there's no doubt that I think that they can lead us to a lot of scoring and being able to control the tempo of the game.
You had 3 wins that were clock runners in the fourth quarter through 3 weeks, and you put 52 up and did a lot of good things against Trenton. But particularly when Trenton made that surge against you in the second quarter, Coach, I thought it was good for you guys coming out of that game that you get a victory, but you were very much tested where you can come back and say, in trying to stop what Trenton does on the running game, here's where we can get better there. There's a lot of things that you can go to the boys with now after Friday night and get better as a football team.
Oh, yeah, and that's one thing that you just can't get content and get complacent with where you're at just by winning. You have to go back and look at the film and see where we can improve, and we've done that. We've showed the kids that, and we're practicing it right now, because if you don't focus on yourself and what you can improve, it's hard to go out and win each Friday night. So certainly we've definitely looked at it, and And we were evaluating it and trying to get our kids to see what they can do. And I think they're really buying it. And they're really trying hard to get better so that it gives us a chance each week.
Obviously, they're bigger and stronger, and we've talked about the weight room. That's one thing, Coach. But they're just so much more technically sound this year. Where is the X's and O's and just being a better lineman on the technical side? Where have the boys really, really improved with that aspect?
Their work ethic is second to none. I think that they come in with a good attitude, and ready to work hard and to learn. And they're all really, really coachable. We're just very fortunate right now to have such great coaches at our school with the four assistants that I've got. I think they do such a great job. And they all have their own unique talents to coach their position groups with their kind of attitude, and they set the tone. And so our coaching staff does a great job, but our kids, they come in with a great attitude to want to get better, and they focus on the little details. And it started a long time ago. I think a lot of kids were coming back, and they were trying after school or coming in the springtime, and they're just wanting to get better. They're yearning for it. So that's, I think, the attitude really makes the biggest difference in the types of kids that we've got here.
I think the one impressive thing, or the first really impressive thing I saw with your team early, Coach, when you got that lead, and I'll admit that you don't see this from a lot of football teams, when you got a guy 10, 15 yards down the line of scrimmage, he gets into the secondary or down the sideline, and you have running backs, tight ends, wide receivers, just anybody trying to throw their body into somebody and give them a block. You know, when you're blocking 20 yards downfield, you got kids buying in.
Absolutely, and that's one thing we've really preached. You can have a 20-yard run, and then it gets tackled, or you can have that same run that if one receiver does his job and blocks the backside corner so he can't track them down, you might have a 20-yard run turn into a 60-yard touchdown. So it's all those little things. I think all the kids, we've got a lot of really good skill kids. We've got a lot of really good linemen, and I think that they could play a lot of different places, but they've all totally bought into being a team and what it takes to be a team, and kind of given up the self numbers that they could have, but they all do the little things right. They're all really good kids and great teammates, and that's what's kind of helping build us into a good team.
We talked earlier off the air, Coach, about how obviously Andrew had a great night. You know, from watching you guys last year, I know what sort of receiver that Blaine Milburn is, and he showed that on Friday. But I thought Garrett Enright's, and then the other couple of guys, too, that don't get as much attention, I thought they had really, really valuable nights for you at Trenton.
Yeah, I think that's where our offense is very good, because we have a lot of good skill kids that are consistent. I thought Garrett Enright did a great job, not only blocking on the run game, but he caught everything that came his way, and Clayton Sweeten did a great job too. Tanner Kaufman made a nice catch, and so we have a lot of skill kids that maybe don't always get as many balls their way that they want. And Colin Berwanger can run the ball and can catch it, but in the end, they know that it's all about winning and it's all about the team. So whoever's night it is, whoever's number's called, they're going to step up, and then everybody else can do their job to help make sure that we can try to get in the end zone as many times as we can. So it's just really fun to be a part of kids that are selfless and that just care about the team so much.
As head coach Thomas Hotmer of the unbeaten Princeton Tigers are 4-0. They'll be at Putnam County Friday night at 7 on KTTN-FM 92.3. Appreciate the time, Coach. Good luck Friday.
Thanks a lot, Tom. Appreciate it.